This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What are the 10, what makes an iconic NFL stadium? Now, this is spawned from a conversation that we all had off air about a story of the 10 most iconic current NFL stadiums. And so, like, you might not be shocked to see what's at the top of the list. But then I started thinking about it and I was like, man, I think about like iconic baseball stadiums. I can't say I usually give a whole ton of thought to, like, outside of Madison Square Garden, maybe iconic basketball arena or football stadium. And so I was looking at the list.
The most iconic hockey arena is the one in Mystery, Alaska, the one that they built.
Sure.
Outdoors. That was a good one.
And it used to be, because I knew they run wrestling shows there, the old Maple Leaf Gardens. But I think, like, all of that has been, you know, changed up, like, just as the way of the sports world. So I'm going to run down the top 10 if you guys want.
Okay.
But what I really want to talk about is, what is it to y'all, or what do you think it is, whether it's watching on TV, whether you've been there in person, like, what makes an iconic stadium? So top 10 per Fox went like this: MetLife, which is the Giants and the Jets, Lincoln Financial, and this is, I have to tell you who the teams are at times, Empower Field. However, they had to say Empower Field at Mile High, obviously, for the Broncos, the Superdome, the Acrisure Stadium, which I did not know that was the name of the Steelers Stadium.
Is that where you, like, get the little needles put in your body?
So I'm pretty sure.
Release that
and
stress
and toxins.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And then
acupuncture?
Acupuncture
there Stadium. You
go. So that's what we said. Huh. The top five: Lumen Field for the Seahawks, Soldier Field for the Bears. Then they have AT&T Stadium for the Cowboys at three. And that's one of the things that kind of spawned this conversation. And then Arrowhead for the Chiefs is two. Lambeau for the Packers is one. And so if you just look at the top four, there's clearly a stadium that is different than the rest, right? Like Lambeau Field, I think we all get it. It is super old. The community feel, the Lambeau Leap, like all of that I feel like goes into it. Arrowhead, also, I think it's the fans and just the crazed fans.
I think the style of the stadium too.
Okay.
The look of that stadium is really
cool.
You
feel like it's unique.
I love the way that they hit the big drum. You know, I like that, but I do agree with the fans.
I like the placement of the boards too.
You know, they've never hosted a Super Bowl, Arrowhead.
Is that probably just because of the weather? Outdoor,
yeah, no, absolutely.
And weather? Okay.
But so that's what one of the things I was thinking was, AT&T has hosted a Super Bowl.
Right.
But it might not ever host a Super Bowl again after the way that all went down.
Thanks a lot, ice storm.
But the, you know, the, that kind of helps with the iconic part of it. Don't we look in at New Orleans and, like, we think there's Super Bowls there every other year.
So, you know what? And I'm really glad that you said that. Put a pin in that for like 30 more seconds. Soldier Field is four. Again, a lot of history with that. And then you have AT&T Stadium, which comparatively has very little like history in terms of years on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like AT&T gets a whole different kind of love because
it has an art wing.
Well, that as well. But to your point about the Super Bowl, I used to think that Miami, New Orleans, and then the Rose Bowl were like the only stadiums that really mattered outside of then Texas Stadium, because that's where it felt like, I know it wasn't
and
only
the Cotton
those,
Bowl on small scale
yes,
things,
but it felt like those were the only places that like the Super Bowl went. And so Soldier Field is on there because of all the history. Lambeau, I'm sure, because of all the history. For Kansas City, it could be design. It could be all also just the revitalized fan base, but it feels like that fan base is pretty loud and loyal even when the team is not that great. At AT&T Stadium, I think you would be hard pressed to find a lot of Cowboys fans who think that's a home field advantage because the noise is always crazy for the Cowboys. Is that fair?
I completely agree, and it was like that at the old stadium too. Not just like this stadium doesn't deaden the Cowboys crowd,
right?
It was that way even when they were winning Super Bowls. There were times where you're just like, what is this place?
Yeah.
From David Midlothian, having been to Lucas Oil, Lambeau, the feeling when you walk into Lambeau is just different. It's like walking into hallowed grounds. You can almost feel the history of the stadium, and it's by far my favorite stadium I've ever been in. When we had the old stadium and I was working at the Cowboys website, I got one day, I was supposed to meet somebody at the stadium, and I was there too early, an hour early, and I sat in that stadium by myself looking through the hole in the roof thinking to myself, holy crap, it did feel different on that field, especially when you look across and you can't see the other sideline because of the huge crown, but it felt different. I had a chance to be in AT&T. It felt a little different being in that place knowing this is a new big giant stadium. So I understand that feeling of I walked into history and I walked into something new.
Yeah.
And that's the two different things you got with that.
So, and Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this as well, because that's what I started to think about when I think about like Fenway and Wrigley. Same kind of deal. When you walk in there, like I've made jokes about how Wrigley can be a dump at times. But like when you walk in there, you can really feel it. When we went up to Jersey and New York for the East Regional Finals to tie it into Cooper Flag NBA Summer League debut tonight, we definitely had to stop at Madison Square Garden. Now, it didn't hurt that our train station was like right there. But even if it wasn't, I would definitely have wanted to like go check that out, you know? And so it's the history right there. And I'm curious, Alec, is it the history for you as well, as opposed to, as one person said, I don't care about the amenities? And like, obviously, the Jones family feels different about that.
Sure. And I think that placement and history has a lot to do with it, because the reason I understand AT&T being as high as it is on that list, I think, one, we're kind of slave to, we live here, we go there a lot. We don't really think about it. At least I do. I'm like, yeah, it's 20 minutes from my house. You know, like I don't think of it as this destination. I think of it as I go there a lot. So yeah. I think I'm kind of guilty of that myself. I bet some other people are too. But I think the history is huge, and not just the home team. I think it's about the events that it's held, just like you talked about with MSG. I know it's not a football stadium, but I think of some of the legendary basketball moments that have happened there, wrestling moments. They have exhibits for some of those things. But with AT&T, you think about NBA All-Star Game. Think about the Super Bowl. Think about the big boxing fights that they've had. Tyson and Paul, Canelo and Billy Joe Saunders. You think about the two WrestleManias there now. Like, there's a lot of things that I think about.
About to have a World Cup semifinal.
Exactly. There's a lot of things non-NFL football related that make me think. And what I hear from other people that don't live here, when they talk about going to a game, when they talk about going to a fight there, they fly in from another state and they're just like, yeah, AT&T is like legendary. It's the coolest. And I'm like, huh, okay. Other people come here for destination events like that that might not even be NFL related.
The old stadium for the Cowboys, I remember the last year being at multiple games And I had a dude from Canada walk up and say, hey, can you take a picture for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, man. And he was like, I've waited my whole life to come here. And he said, I can't believe this one's closing down, but this is the stadium.
Yeah.
But there were multiple people that were stopping and asking for a picture from where I was in the tailgate party, because it had a great shot of the stadium behind them. And just people kept coming up from all over because that was a destination to them, because it has a lore about it.
See, okay. And
I think now if you go to AT&T, it's like, what kind of party are we going to get into?
Okay. And see, so somebody brought that up, and I wanted to go back to what y'all were just saying from the 214. The Cowboys haven't made any history at AT&T. You have to win Super Bowls to make it as memorable as Texas Stadium. And I think that's where I didn't totally realize that I disagreed with that point until we talked about it yesterday and got a call from Babe Laufenberg.
Okay.
He's
been to some stadiums.
Yes, absolutely. And we brought this up with him, and he was intrigued. And one of the things that he said about those like outside forces was, maybe you're not pumped if like, oh yeah, U2 played there, because you know they could like still tour now and everything like that. But when he brought up Madison Square Garden, and I was like, that's a great example. And he was like, yeah, Frank Sinatra was playing there and Muhammad Ali was fighting there. And so like the Knicks haven't won jack ass in forever either. And that is, and I know wrestling talks about the world's most famous arena, and I get that as like a soundbite, but in all reality, I do think about that arena. And when I think about it, I very rarely think about the Knicks. Like I know that that is a wrestling arena as well, but like that's where the fight was with Smoke and Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Like that's where Frank Sinatra was doing his thing. That's where like artists have to go.
The Thrilla in Manila.
And that was a different place, you could probably guess. And so that's what I wonder, if AT&T will continue to build its...
This podcast is brought to you by Minsti Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsti Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTI today or visit MinstiClinic.com. That's MinstiClinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Status as an iconic stadium because of little to do with the Cowboys other than they're the background piece. Oh, that's where the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's where I saw whoever play in the World Cup semifinals. Or I still think that's where I saw the United States win the 2031 Women's World Cup, or that's where I saw the Taylor Swift residency, or I know it wasn't really a residency, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going to be like, oh yeah, that's where I saw the All-Star game and sat on the floor with 100,000 other people.
It was a 3-day residency
for
her.
Yeah, so like, and so I wonder.
That's where I met Dick Butkus and saw Plano and or Trinity. I saw these certain high school games at that stadium.
And maybe Dick Butkus also didn't love the stadium.
He didn't love the stadium.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
He's like, Soldier Field's better.
And so that's the thing is, I do wonder when I saw AT&T Stadium on this list at 3, and I was like, that can't be right. But then I thought more about y'all's points, Alec and Corey, and I was like, man, it will become iconic or be more iconic because of all of those other things. And it will just be a background to AT&T Stadium. That's where the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I want to tell you about is when I went to WrestleMania 32.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We had Billy Corgan on last year.
We did.
And that was really cool for me. I saw the Pumpkins play at Reunion Arena. And I brought that up to him in the weirdest way. Because Chris Farley's hilarious. And so I did the whole, hey, remember 1996 when you did this and this? That was pretty cool. And I think he kind of respected that. But
maybe
one of the answers he gave me, because then that question, I was like, do you ever, when you're in these, as a rock band, you're in arenas, you're in stadiums, you're doing these tours, do you ever look around and take in the sports aspect of it? And he threw this line at me, Kevin, that I thought, it really stuck with me, and I also thought it was kind of a badass flex. He was like, yeah, whenever I'm sitting there on stage and I look up, I definitely think about the banners that Michael hung. And I was like,
yeah,
because he's a Chicago fan. Yeah. I was like, he's talking about Michael Jordan. And yeah, he just said Michael. Like, my friend Michael next door hung these banners. And I think that's another thing. When you walk in, you look up in these arenas. That's where I think basketball and hockey probably have all theirs, is those numbers and those banners that are hanging from the rafters up there. As the Rangers, we don't have that. We have one, and it was crooked for a while.
Man.
And the Cowboys.
Remember like, that rollout?
Yeah, so I think those things help tell the story of why that stadium's iconic, and sometimes we don't get to see those.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to throw out a couple of quick notes for you. You know what? As long as we're talking about some historical things here in the DFW, Clark Hunt, Dan Hunt, the Hunt family, they own the Chiefs, they own FC Dallas. They have also donated to the Texas Hill Country flood relief. So them, along with Austin FC, Houston Dynamo FC, and the MLS, they're committing $500,000 to the recovery efforts. I know we have talked about this more and more, entities and people donating, and I really appreciate it. I know that doesn't fix the situation, but hopefully it can help save some people or bring some comfort along the way.
I just got a text from Christy Scales.
Oh, great. Man, she'd be a great one to know, too.
Regarding people coming to AT&T Stadium, up to 300,000 fan tours the stadium every year.
Wow.
That's just tours, not a concert or an event. That's just in tours. So, yeah, it's pretty iconic to some people.
Yeah, just maybe not for the reasons. Perhaps on the surface, we would all hope it would be really iconic.
One day it's going to happen.
And then Devin Booker, he signed the 2-year, $145 million max extension with the Suns. Ooh. That is the highest per season average for an NBA player yet at $72.5 million. And Popeye Jones going to join the Mavericks coaching staff. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do a little AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day, plus a Choose Your Own Path Sports Edition. We'll get to it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget about our 21 Pilots ticket giveaway in the noon o'clock hour. And of course, you should never forget about this, because it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet. Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Plus, I'm going to let you guys choose your own adventure for what topic we're going to talk about after. I've got three categories for you. We have Jake Paul's influence on boxing yet again, getting a big win for a certain group of people. We have Shelly Ann Fraser and the reason why she really dropped out of the Olympics. Or Iowa offensive lineman who, one, might be my new favorite name in college football, but two, the absurd amount of food he eats before a game day. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. So ponder that while you also ponder today's question of the day. All three stories are really interesting. But question of the day, gentlemen, I saw a video on Twitter yesterday from the Red Lobster Twitter account.
Yeah.
And you know, they have the new really young CEO that took over.
Yeah, he's been on TV a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that same commercial, I've just seen it a lot.
He's getting a lot of burn because he really overhauled Red Lobster and he's added some new menu items. I know Broadus was talking the other day about the seafood boil bags that they're selling. And there was a video that was going viral on their page of him just kind of thanking everybody for accepting the change and, you know, saying, hey, if you keep showing up, we'll keep trying new things, you know. And somebody quote tweeted it and they said, somebody needs to give this man the keys to Wendy's because I need the yellow packaging back. So that got me thinking, what is something nostalgic that you really wish would make a comeback? 877-881-1053, because that is an easy answer for me. Growing up, I was at the tail end of that era of Wendy's, where, you know, your fries came in a little yellow paper cup and the wrappers, like all the yellow utensils and whatnot, like the old school Wendy's. I don't know why it hit different. It probably wasn't that much better tasting or better for you. I don't know. It was just the experience and the vibe that it brought. If they went back to that old school yellow theme, I think I would go a lot more than I already do.
I'm with you, and I have an immediate answer that popped to mind in the same vein. When they used to give away the actual glass glasses with the movie release. Now, I don't know how popular the Mission Impossible glass release would be, but it used to be like, if you buy this value meal, you get this Batman glass for 99 cents. Pick from the Riddler. And it was like all of the things for the movie that was about to come out. I thought it was the most awesome thing in the world. I understand maybe why we don't do that anymore, but I would love it.
McDonald's set the trends for what was popular animated-wise back then.
I could see that.
Like they were like, oh, this is going to be big. We've invested in it. We have the toys. Get ready, guys. last night, I heard Mike talking about the Angels uniforms.
Okay.
And they're wearing their throwbacks. They're wearing their throwback Anaheim or California Angels stuff with the A with the halo on it and everything. And he was like, I like it. You know, you wear it for a week, you wear it for a couple, but don't wear it all the time. He's like, then it's not a throwback. And I was like, yeah, but I loved those. I thought they looked really cool last night. I didn't want them to win. They did. But I still thought they had cool uniforms.
Yeah.
Those are throwbacks. But I'm going to say the Taco Bell cheese burrito, the chili cheese burrito.
Ooh.
It was once a staple of my teenage years as, you know, Taco Bell and Jack in the Box were open late whenever we were running around being hoodlums. And I would get a double-decker taco and a chili cheese burrito. And that was it.
Okay.
And the chili cheese burrito isn't always on there anymore. And I miss that. I miss the ability to just pull up the taco.
Do you miss the ability to not have to take out a loan to go shop there now or Taco to go Bell? Order from there that, now?
Okay, yeah, so that's man. The other one. That's the other thing. Dollar menu. Whatever happened to the real dollar menu?
Yeah.
That was a really cool thing, and I wish we could go back to those days.
Man, I kind of want to go back to during the pandemic times when we had all-day breakfast at McDonald's. That was amazing.
See, I guess I just don't remember that.
It was awesome.
It was a short period of time.
It was a very short period of time. I was, su- I was surprised that they were losing money off of that idea. People weren't actually getting it as much as they thought they would. And they were thinking smart, like, hey, pandemic, like people working from home, maybe they're getting out of the house later than usual, if they are at all. So they'll come get breakfast at 2 p.m. I was one of those people. Sometimes I did want an Egg McMuffin or something, you know, from McDonald's at 4 p.m. And I would do that. I was one of the people that kept it alive for as long as it was. I miss that. I really do. I was surprised that it didn't do as well as I expected. But lots of food-related stuff that I'm seeing coming in. I did see the chili cheese burrito from Taco Bell come in, and I'm sure my dad will text that as well, because when he was working nights, that was a staple of his diet as well. The 940 says Subway is one of the only places that are doing the theme cups. They got the Happy Gilmore cups right now.
Well, I'm going to go look that up.
I will say Miller Lite going back to the white cans was probably one of the smartest things they'd done. There's just something about that can that just makes me think that's a good beer right there.
Neat.
I like the 469.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Happy Gilmore cups.
Are they cold
now?
Is there one with MJF? If there is, then I might get it.
I don't.
When is that coming out?
Think so.
That's a good question.
Sometime this month.
July 25th.
Okay.
15 days, boys.
Real close. I'm going to be ready for that. From the 469, I like this as somebody who went through a major sneaker phase. The original Jordan 11 boxes that had the sleeves on the outside. Like, just people putting effort into presentation of products in general. I feel like that doesn't happen as much, and you're seeing them consolidate more and more. Like, I miss the experience of opening an Apple product, where it felt like, you know, you got the stickers, you got the wired earbuds, you got the actual adapter for the wall
that
you put your charger into.
And the box is too nice to throw away. You have to keep the box.
And I did that all the time growing up with all my tech.
I can see that.
And if it's a really nice product, I still keep the box. Like, I kept the box for the motherboard of my PC just because it was really cool.
You know where they do that now a lot is in the card world. Because I definitely have, like, you know, because there's so many boxes now that are one pack. And so I definitely have some like National Treasures boxes and stuff that are like an actual tin. And I'm like, I feel like you can't just throw this away. I suppose you just
put
like
put it in recycling.
Yeah, I know. I know.
From the 817, physical ticket stubs.
Yeah.
That's a really good one, because the last concert I went to, they were handing out like commemorative ones, first come, first serve. They didn't actually have your real seat number on it, but it had the graphic of the tour poster, and it had like a fake seat number and everything. And I thought that was awesome. I hung it on my wall. You know, I thought that was really cool. And I think it was when Money in the Bank was at Dickies Arena a few years ago. They had an option where you could, I think it was like $10, you could get physical tickets mailed to you.
Oh, cool.
And they don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I did that, so I have my Money in the Bank stub that I have like in a little frame, just because that was one of my favorite shows I ever went to.
Yeah, I like
that. It's like, I miss that. I miss the nostalgia, because I could just look at it on the wall and be like, dude, that pop for John Cena. I will never forget that.
It was
that.
Amazing. Yeah, I was right next to Kevin Gray.
You were, and his POV was the best, and Lucius played it for G-Bag of the Day because he sounded like an absolute 12-year-old, and it was
he
the
was
best thing
so
ever.
Excited.
And my,
I was too.
My audio of it was not much better. So, yeah, like that moment was incredible. The old Taco Bell colors from the 214, yes. The old interior where it was just like super bright. There was like a turquoise kind of theme going on in there. Like, it was really, really nostalgic. And that was back when it felt like eating inside of a fast food establishment was normal to me.
Yeah, we should bring back the old metal McDonald's playgrounds. Remember those ones that were like death traps? Yeah. Like, everything on it was seriously could injure everybody, but we didn't care. We just had to be careful.
Yeah, it was like you somehow ended up leaving McDonald's with bruises because you were going down the slide too fast.
You did not slide if you didn't have a bruise. Yeah, that's fair.
You didn't slide. You really, sometimes it was so hot, you just stuck to it all the way down and you're But
don't wear shorts on that slide. Yeah.
Is that the difference right now? Is that the we don't tell kids just be careful? We tell kids, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, be careful. Look, like, we grew up just going, you know, I should be careful
But it's a delicate balance,
just
right?
Run into the fire.
Because I don't just want to say they're soft because we protect them too much. You know, like, there's some protections we have in place, and I'm like, that's a good idea. Car seat? I support that.
Yeah, that is. Sure, yeah.
I support that as opposed to you in the back of the bed of the truck. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
On the highway.
I remember my mom telling me one time when I forgot to put my seatbelt on. She was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, sorry. And she was like, you know what used to be our seatbelt back in the day? And she just put her arm across my chest and she broke really hard. You know, I'm like, really? And she was like, yeah. We thought that was fine back in the day. Modern ideas and technology. Sometimes it works and sometimes it's smart.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5D DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The answer is obviously the toys back in the cereal box, though.
Yes, absolutely. And just the better toys that you got from like kids' meals back in the day. It felt like more effort and ideas were like creative back then. Now it's not little cardboard stuff. From the 281, McDonald's cartoon furniture. I love that. I miss that. From the 469, I like this too. Blockbuster just for the vibes, man. The vibes were immaculate. Like, they really were.
Like Toys R Us.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's really good.
Alec, and I don't know how much this happened for you because you're younger, and I don't know exactly when they started closing down. But my mom would take me there to get an idea of what I wanted for Christmas.
Yes. Yep.
Watch him and just kind of see what he gravitates towards, but also to entertain me for about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, go ride the bikes around because they didn't have them chained up or anything. You just ride around the little thing. You go play with toys.
Those giant balls, and you try to throw them back up into the bucket.
Anything that was there, you kind of had an ability to play with it for a little bit, even while it was in the box, and it's not quite the same.
Did you always like kind of hope that you would get a toy, but even if you knew you weren't, you were pumped to go there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Even if I didn't walk out with something, man, I had a good time doing whatever. And usually my mom needed to tell me, hey, we're here to get a birthday present for
so-and-so.
So we're not getting something for you.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it. My son Carter will negotiate the entire time that he's there.
Smart man. Real quick, guys. You got a triple dipper, if you will, to choose from. Jake Paul and his boxing company, something good that they've done
Game. I want that one because I know they got a fight coming up on Friday.
Corey, are you in agreement?
I'm with Kevin on this.
Okay, well, Jake Paul's most valuable promotions, they've been making waves with their fight cards here of late, obviously the big fight at AT&T Stadium last year. But they're featuring a historic all-women's fight card, Evolution style, if you will. And it's headlined by the highly anticipated trilogy fight Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. It's going to be a huge fight, but
I see that everywhere.
Yes, and it's for good reason, but they had a press conference yesterday in New York where their co-founder and all of their board members got together, and they said that all the women, not just the main event, all the women on the card will be vying for a $250,000 performance bonus.
Wow.
Yeah. $250,000 bonuses for all the women on the card.
That's awesome.
I can't remember if this is when you guys were here, if it was last week when y'all were off. We talked about, you know, Jake Paul getting a position for a title shot. I know people were upset about that. And I said, the one thing I will definitely give him credit for is raising the pay and notoriety, visibility for women's boxing. 100% I will give him some credit for that.
And I was just talking to my dad about that the other day. That's why he's in the game. That's why he's being ranked. We talked about it on this show, is because his name being attached to this stuff is doing good things for other people in the sport. I don't like watching him. I don't.
I'm with you.
But him being involved is, sadly, a good thing.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Have you ever actually heard any of these quarterback nicknames? We'll do next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Dip
and rip it.
And let's start with collusionary updates of the day.
Huh? Collusions, huh?
I'm going to give you more information about the collusion case that, I mean, we talked about a couple years ago how the owners were trying to freeze out all fully guaranteed contracts in the wake of Deshaun Watson. And some reporters, I believe, led by Pablo Torre, but then Don Van Natta Jr. has also been jumping in on this and doing some research and everything like that. And they pretty much confirmed, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, maybe, that it was, in fact, collusion. And look, there's a whole bunch of legal stuff that I'm sure has Mike Florio super pumped up, but I don't really care. If you do care, we can talk more about it. What I probably care more about is this feels problematic. So Lloyd Howell following up for Demaurice Smith, and you're like, well, he couldn't possibly do worse job than Demaurice Smith. Not so fast, my friends. Lloyd Howell, it has been discovered, take this for what you will, is a part-time consultant for a private equity fund that has been involved in conversations and authorized by the NFL to potentially buy in two teams for the NFL. That's probably
conflict of interest. It feels like.
This is probably not what you want. He's part-time consultant for the Carlyle Group. Carlyle Group is one of the league-approved private equity firms who are looking to buy minority ownership stakes in NFL franchises, while he is also the leader of the NFL Players Association. I'm guessing that probably doesn't bode well for his employment future.
Probably. Well, I don't know.
In that job. But then again,
seems like the players don't care.
That's true. They kept Demaurice Smith in power forever, and he was just the worst.
Who was the dude who was a former player who was like, who sent everybody checks?
I can't remember, but he ran against Demaurice Smith for the head of the Players Association. And he was like, if we changed X, Y, and Z, this is the check you would get. Everybody got it.
This is how much money you lost this year.
Yeah, and he still lost.
Yeah, and they didn't. They're like, oh man, I got to get that check. Demaurice is the best way to go.
It's maddening. Alec, since you're usually right about things, can you go ahead and give me cut 9, please?
Third and 7. Raiders rush 4. Nick's in trouble anyway. Breaks free, and down he goes. Max Crosby's going to get credited for his second sack of the day.
Look, Alec is usually right. He said, do you want to come back with cut 9 here? And I said, yes. And then I really loudly said, no. And then in my head, I was like, that is the cut I wanted. All right, so let's talk about the Raiders. What do you think the Raiders' odds are to win the Super Bowl?
100-1.
Okay. Alec, don't bother. That is, in fact, the answer. 100-1. I was going to give you a chance, but I was like, you know what? We need to properly celebrate.
Best Corey. Odds maker in DFW right here, ladies and gentlemen.
100-1. A better.
Don't listen to my bets, though. For my plays.
A better at DraftKings bet $25,000 on the Raiders to win the Super Bowl, which means if the Raiders win the Super Bowl for the first time, I think in like 41, 42 years, they would win $2.5 million.
That's awesome. I don't think it's going to happen, but
I'd be inclined to agree.
I mean, and that goes a lot, has a lot to do with the fact that Geno Smith and Pete Carroll were at Seattle and they weren't winning Super Bowls.
Right.
But I do think they're going to be better than they've been. I think Pete Carroll will make that team an organized team.
You know what? Let's talk about that more in a little bit because I'm with you on that. All right. Updates on the player polls. We talked about the top 100 for the NFL. They're releasing it two at a time. We didn't mention it yesterday. Laremy Tunsil, now with the Commanders, at 86, Kyren Williams at 85, Christian Gonzalez at 84, and Cam Hayward for the Steelers comes in at 83. So now you're updated on the top 100 as we are right now. Let's go from that to, I've got some more positive news. We talked about the Hunt family, FC Dallas, donating to the cause in the Hills Country. The Vikings and the Wilf family committed $500,000 to the rescue and recovery efforts. One of the reasons I thought this was noteworthy is you've seen a whole lot of Texas teams get involved.
Yeah.
And like, I just thought it was really cool to, you know, see other outside forces that are like, we have lots of money. We can maybe help the cause. Here you go.
Yeah. This is our community.
Absolutely. And did you see Deion Sanders said that Mike Zimmer is joining his Colorado staff? I know that kind of straddles the line and it's more college football, but I just thought that was interesting.
I absolutely think that's interesting. That's how much respect he has for him.
Yeah.
You know, like his ability to call a defense. And I wonder how much, it will help in recruiting. I know money right now is the factor. Money's it. How much are you going to pay me to be here? And Deion talked a little bit about that yesterday. He was like, I do wish there was a cap where we had, you know, the pay the best players and then so forth. But
and he has a history with Deion at the college level, too.
And I wonder if that'll help with recruiting, too, in respect of, hey, man, this is a guy who was a defensive coordinator in the NFL, head coach in the NFL. He knows what he's doing. He's going to set you up for success.
I'm with you because I always think if you've got people who have been there when you're meeting with recruits and you can be like, hey, this is what it takes to get to the NFL. All right. I'm going to quick hit some of these. I saw an article from Yard Barker that went through quarterback nicknames, and I have to admit, I had heard of almost none of these.
Real quick, Kevin.
Yes.
From the 972. Not 2.5 million, 250,000. Moments later from the 972. Never mind, you're right. So I just want to make sure we all get Kevin his math cred.
We did it. Do you know of a nickname for Josh Allen?
No. Haley's husband?
Okay. Actually, kind of in that vein, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
See, I had not
of his
heard
arm
that.
And he's, I can see that. I don't know how much it has to do with her being Kate Bishop. Like, I don't know how much that connection is, but I can see he plays in Buffalo in the winter pretty much all the time.
Right.
Has a huge arm.
Right.
All those things.
CJ Stroud. I definitely don't remember this one. Do you remember CJ Stroud having the nickname of Cool Breeze?
No.
I don't either. Do you know Cam Ward is Sea Boogie?
Cool Breeze was a rapper, though. I remember he did a song. Sea Boogie? No, yeah. I didn't know this name either.
Bo Nix is Athletic Drew Brees.
Okay, that's not a nickname. That's an
all right.
That's a description.
You say that, but here's the nickname they actually listed for Geno Smith.
They're only saying that because Sean Payton's his coach.
Yes. The nickname they put for Geno Smith is Geno.
Geno!
That's just your name! Mm-hmm. All right, but that's for the A.
What's his real name, though?
Geno Smith.
No, but what's his real
name? I think his name is Geno.
His name?
It's Eugene.
Yes, Kevin. As Reggie often told us, it is Eugene Cyril Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Geno.
So then we get to the NFC. Is there a nickname that you know of for Dak Prescott? Because I swear to you, this is what they listed. I have never heard this nickname for him in my life. Dak Prescott, nickname.
Dak Attack.
Okay.
The old hip twister.
The Fortress.
Never heard it.
I've never heard that.
Is it because he wears number four?
I don't know. I think so. I have never heard that in my life. Jaden Daniels is the smooth operator.
That's a fact.
Jalen Hurts is Jalen Two Shoes because he wore mismatched cleats in 2024. Now, this one you know, Russell Wilson.
Mr. Infinity.
No. You did that on purpose.
Mr. Eternity.
Okay, so much.
I hate this thing so much. It's Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
So stupid.
Baker Mayfield. Did you ever call him Moxie?
Never. I never called him that.
Did you? This one I have heard. Have you heard anyone call Bryce Young lately the Carolina Reaper?
I haven't heard that. I like that.
Okay. I do like that.
What about
that?
Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow is...
Joe Cool. I think it still has...
Yes.
It's Kyle not that.
Yeoman. No, it's not Kyle Yeoman's.
What a cool nickname, though.
Doesn't even make any sense. Lamar Jackson is Action Jackson. And then this one, Matthew Stafford is Mr. Long Handoffs. I've never heard that in my entire life.
It doesn't sound like a nickname either.
Mr. No Look is another option. That feels way more. I'd much rather be Mr. No Look than Mr. Long Handoffs. So, yeah, I just wanted to run through some of those because, like, yeah, the Fortress. I've never heard that in my entire life for Dak Prescott. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I guess we should talk Rangers Angels. Is this a fair midseason grade for the Rangers? What would you put it at next on The Fan?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.